The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. Great to have you with us today. And one of the things we love to do here on The Common Good is we are about pastors. We want to highlight pastors. We want to highlight churches, and not just the big churches and the pastors with huge platforms, but also some of the medium-sized or smaller-sized churches that are doing great work. And with that in mind, I'm thrilled to be joined by the pastor of Embassy Church in Palatine. His name is Phil Howell. Phil, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's absolutely my pleasure. Hey, let's talk about your story. Before we dive into your church, tell us your story that eventually led you to Embassy Church.
I grew up in a Christian home. My dad was in ministry my whole life and came to faith at an early age. I came out to the Midwest to attend Olivet Nazarene University on a basketball scholarship. While I was in school, I was studying theology pretty much for the first time and really had a hunger for the scriptures, started teaching Bible studies, immediately got hired at a church, and then in a roundabout way, after doing further education and praying a lot, landed in Palatine, Illinois to plant a new church 10 years ago in February of 2014.
Planting a church. I have the same experience, and it's one of those things people don't really understand unless you've done it. But I'd love to hear your experience, because it's one thing to work in a church, and that's hard enough, but to start a church. So why did you decide to start a church, or why did you feel like God was calling you to do it? And just what have been kind of the highs and the lows of starting your own church?
Well, the motivation behind it was in part just because of a lot of feedback in the early years of ministry in my 20s. I was regularly encouraged that I should consider being a senior pastor, preach God's word. And so that was one element. Another was that during that time, there was, I'd say, a church planting bug or
a boom. Yes.
A boom. So, you know, Tim Keller, I think, has been a big influence for a lot of people, and so myself included. He talked a lot about planting in urban areas. Mm-hmm. So I think in the late 2010, 2011, those time frame was when I was in my MDiv program and was starting to think through what we were going to do as a family and ministry. So that was some of the motivation behind it. I think some of the highs and lows are that you get to shape the culture of the church, which is a high. Mm-hmm. And then it also comes with the baggage of shaping the culture of the church, which means you don't, you don't have the legacy and tradition of the people that have grown up in the community and been there for generations. I value that. I think that that's something really important. But on the other hand, we've got, you know, a church that's growing with young families and people that are eager to share the gospel and reach out to their community. I think there's some energy that a new young church has that sometimes churches that have been around for a while sometimes lack. And I think both of those things are needed. Like the times when we get new visitors that are in their 60s and 70s or 80s, I'm excited. I'm not thinking like, oh, we want just young people. We've got plenty, but we need some of the older generation in our church to show these young folks, including myself, what it looks like to live the Christian life for not just a few days, but decades.
That's well put. That's good wisdom. Oftentimes with church plants, you don't have a building, and you were telling me off air, you guys have a bit of a unique setup. Tell us more about that and how you landed where you are.
Yeah, we've bounced around for a few different locations. We started in Arlington Heights and then moved to Mount Prospect, and now we're in Palatine. And it's always a prayer that at some point or another, long term, we would have our own facility. But in the meantime, we're at the First United Methodist Church in Palatine, and we had some church members who, through coworkers, doing a coworker Bible study at a company here in Chicagoland, they started sharing about how we were in the need of a facility, and it just worked out for the last 5 years or so for us to meet there. So it's been really more just a providence of people being friendly at work and studying the scriptures together in their workplace.
That's awesome. That's really cool. We'll get back to your church here in a second, but you sent us your bio and you said your PhD dissertation and one of your great interests is in the ascension of Jesus. And you don't hear a lot of people talk about the ascension of Jesus and kind of what we need to learn from it. So unpack, obviously it's your PhD dissertation, so you could do a lot more than 2 or 3 minutes on it, but give us kind of why that's your interest and what really stands out to you. What can we learn from the ascension of Jesus?
The simplest way to put it is that right before I got accepted into the doctoral program, I realized, oh, I need to figure something out that I'm going to write. And I wanted it to be helpful for the local church. I wanted it to be helpful for Embassy and other churches. And I wanted it to be something that would sustain my own passion for, the gospel work that I'm doing and not just be something I'm so tired of. So praise God. It's been over 5-6 years ago when I started the program. I've completed and graduated a year ago, and I'm still just as excited about the ascension. And one quick way to sum it up would be to say that Good Friday is coming up. We regularly talk about how the death of Jesus is important and the resurrection of Jesus. And then a lot of Christians, I think, rightly make a big deal about his second coming. But in between then, what is Jesus doing right now? What is he doing right now for you, for me, for our church? And I think that's the gap that I'm hoping to insert in there, that he's serving, he's praying, he's interceding, he's ruling, he's dispersing his spirit for the sake of the nations and missions. He opens up access to prayer and worship. So there's actually a lot there as it relates to without the ascension of Christ, we don't have the spirit. We don't have access to God as our one mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we could go on, but that would be the simple way to sum it up is to say, what is Christ doing for you now? And there is a lot that the scriptures has to say about that.
That's fascinating. You have a lot going on in your life, but is that dissertation going to turn into a book someday? Is that the plan or?
Right now I'm working on a manuscript that I'm hoping to put together a 40-day devotional where from Easter to Ascension Day, I want to take people on a journey to think through just short devotional meditations on basically unpacking what I just said day after day from Easter to Ascension Day. So we'll see. That will be to be determined. But that's one of my projects that I'd like to see get out there for people.
That's awesome. Congratulations. We look forward to reading that. It is a subject that we don't talk a lot about. So I think it is a much needed teaching thing. All right, Phil, as we're heading towards Easter, we do want people, especially in the Palatine area, if they're looking for a church, to be able to find you guys. Again, you're the pastor of Embassy Church in Palatine. So where can people find you? Website, social media, or just literally your physical location?
Yeah, the easiest would be in terms of finding us online would be embassychurch.net. And then from there, you'd get all of the information about our weekly worship services. We're at the First United Methodist Church in Palatine, and we start our worship services at 11:30 a.m. And we've got Bible studies and other things going on throughout the week, but that'd be the best thing to do, show up on a Sunday.
There it is. If you are in the Palatine area and looking for a church, we encourage you to go check out Embassy Church. Go introduce yourself to Pastor Phil Howell. Phil, it's great to meet you, man. Have a great Easter. Thanks for doing this with us.
You too.
Yep. You're listening to The Common Good. AM 1160, hope for your life.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.